Final sequence, they missed the free throw and looked about the scores. I had about 8 seconds and I went behind my back and just lost it, you know, and went off TD's foot and, you know, just turnover that you can't have at that point.
And you looked at you didn't take your eye off the ball at that point, right?
No, I didn't. It was just how the ball rolls sometimes, sure. Man. I'm not too upset about it.
LeBron, they have the ability to close quarters. Is it just the fact that they've been together so much? They outscored you guys 28-11 in the final 2 minutes when you combine all four quarters.
Yeah, I mean, that comes with experience. And, you know, you get more and more games and you understand how important it is closing quarters out. And they did a great job of that. It was up 11 and they closed the quarter out in the second quarter. So, and just like you said, all four quarters, you get that experience and you understand how, you know, those momentum minutes at the end of the quarter is very key.
What were you were all over the stat sheet. But offensively, what type of looks were the Spurs throwing at you?
The same looks they always give me. You know, Kawhi's a really, really good defender, and TD is kind of always protecting the paint. They want everybody in the paint and just try to make it tough on me. You know, I missed some shots. They did a great job of kind of forcing me into some tougher shots that didn't go for me. But, you know, for me, I'm out of rhythm as far as scoring, and I just try to implement my way and try to help the team. And you know, like tonight, just trying to get other guys involved, get some assists, get some rebounds as well.
LeBron, how about the job you guys did on Tony Parker? He really didn't have much of an impact at all there.
Well, I think this is a game that I'm happy about. Never happy about a loss. I hate to lose, but I'm happy about the progress we made tonight. It's totally different than what we did on Monday. We came to play. We competed for 48 minutes. And you give yourself an opportunity to win. That's all you can ask for.
LeBron, are the issues that you guys are having, are they the ones you expected to have?
Yeah, it is. That's why, I can get frustrated at times, you know, for me, but I understand what the long process is and how long it's going to take. And, tonight was a good step in the direction that we need to go to.
Along those lines, did you ever see this team being 5-5 through 10? Is that something that you thought might be?
It's a question that it really doesn't mean much. I mean, you don't really, for me, I don't place predictions and things of that nature. That's for the critics and the so-called people that know it all.
Are you seeing similarities to your first year in Miami when you guys started 9-8?
Absolutely. You know, just a sense of comfort. You know, you go out there and, you just got to continue to play, continue to watch film, continue to go over situations, be in situations, and you learn from it. You learn from it, and, I think we learned from the game Monday. We came in with a defensive mindset that we haven't had this year against a very, very good team, probably a great team as far as moving the ball, putting you in positions that you're just very uncomfortable with. But for the most part, I thought we was in tune.
Coach, when I said you guys spoke about minute distribution with you and a couple other guys, almost 34 minutes tonight. Is that something around where you would like to see or be?
Well, I think every game is different, but I think Coach did a great job of putting guys in a position to succeed as far as us as individuals and this team. And he's going to call the numbers, he's going to call the shots. Every game is different. Sometimes you're going to be high in minutes, sometimes you're going to be low. But everyone has to have an opportunity, and everyone has to be ready when their number is called to go out and perform.
Some of your teammates haven't played in like quote unquote big games. How do you think they responded tonight?
I think they played well. I was the one that didn't pretty much respond too well, my turnovers. And, but I'm okay with myself. I can live with myself. I'm my biggest critic. But I think those guys did a great job. I thought Kyrie was excellent. Andy's playing in big games. I'm not worried about him. I think Joe did a great job tonight as well again, and everyone else.
You said growth will come as a team through adversity in these tough times, tough losses. What do you glean from it?
Well, you learn from some of the good things that we did tonight. Well, some of the great things we did tonight, and you also learn from some of the bad things that we did tonight. And that's the only way you can grow, by being able to accept some of the things that you didn't do so well. Everyone can look at, the good times, but it's the bad times that makes the man in you or the professional out of you. We'll see how we come back from it.
Well, immediately after that turnover, you turned to your team, and it was like, my bad. Yeah. Obviously, that wasn't the cost of the game, but what was your mindset behind doing?
We had an opportunity to tie the game or win it, and you want to kind of at least give yourself an opportunity, for me, and give myself an opportunity to make a shot or get somebody a look. And, You know, when I turned the ball over, I first person to acknowledge that was my fault.
Do you know what you were going to do coming up the floor with that play before I lost? I mean, did you have a definite idea what you wanted to do?
No. I felt like I could get to the rim probably and, you know, either get a shot for myself or for my teammates. So, you know, but maybe I was thinking too much and left the ball behind me.